Now let's continue testing the limits with a new production from one of Sydney's most innovative performing arts companies. There's no script to this show, not a script in the conventional sense, although there is a kind of a structure, and there are also no rehearsals. So this production's called Artwork, and it brings together a cast of untrained performers who are actually people who are looking for work. I mean, they're really looking for work. They've answered a job on the internet. Branch Nebula is the company staging this piece. It's at Carriage Works, the contemporary arts venue in inner Sydney. Daniel Browning is backstage for Books and Arts.
My name's Lee Wilson and I'm the co-creator of Branch Nebula.
And I'm Mirabelle Wouters of the other co-creator.
Artwork pushes the boundaries in the sense that we're kind of making an intervention into how the machine of going to the theatre works. You know, you as an audience, you have an expectation that you're going to go to the theatre and there's going to be professional actors on stage and you buy a ticket and so on. And this work is, we're actually setting up a situation. It's more of a situation than anything else, and the situation is really happening. So we have workers who are employed to be on stage, and what they're going through in moment to moment is really happening to them.
Yesterday at Woolworths, I stole a protein bar.
I owe about Salvation Army store.
They don't know what's going to happen, and so they can only respond moment to moment, and that's what we're witnessing and experiencing as an audience.
So Mirabelle, I understand do we call them performers? The people who are going to be participating in the work. You found them in classified ads on the internet. How do you find these performers?
So we call them the workers. We put ads online and we don't really disclose at first instance anything about what they're going to be doing. So we just advertise for a research session, and which it just goes in with all the other research opportunities that are out there for people to go and participate in. And then once we have people responding, then we go into a conversation with them about what we're going to be doing. Yeah, but we don't meet up with them. So we don't actually meet them. We just have email contact beforehand, and the first time I meet them is actually after the show, but we have two people who work with them during the show who meet them like half an hour before they go on stage.
Now Lee, you say the only certainty in this production is risk.
There's a lot of risk involved, that's for sure. It's a very nerve-wracking experience creating this work, but it's also, that's what makes it very exciting. The risks are to do with our workers and whether they're going to turn up to do the job. There's not the same kind of commitment you might make to a casual job. If you don't turn up, you'll lose that job. But a one-off job, there's a little less, you know, responsibility to turn up. So there's that aspect. And then the other aspect is how people are going to react to the various tasks and situations that we're creating for them to exist within. But having said that, we've been creating the work over a number of stages, and throughout those stages we have employed workers to come in on a regular basis, and so all of our decision making and everything is based on those practice sessions that we've had. And really for us, we're creating a structure that the workers slot into, and we're using a whole lot of devices. We have different ways of cueing and instructing the workers to carry out tasks. We use video capturing, so we're using live video feed which goes onto screens, and you know how if you're using a close-up of somebody's face, you can actually extract a kind of performance from them without them doing much, and it can be very interesting and engaging to have a close-up of someone's face. And we also use audio, so we will capture moments during the piece and then they get spat back out as samples later on, and creates a kind of accumulation of sounds and images that become kind of memories, you know, that come back. And when you juxtapose these different things, different elements, as an audience you start to form your own impressions without it being a linear experience, in the sense that what would be quite often expected in a work like this is that it's going to be biographical, and you're going to learn about who this person is, what's their name and what's their background. But rather than going down that quite typical and familiar path, we've chosen to develop an accumulation of images and impressions that you can draw your own conclusions about. You know, if we also have some standbys, workers that are sitting and watching, and if somebody decided at a certain point, oh, I don't want to be on stage anymore, I absolutely got to get out of here, then we'll replace that person with someone else. But this hasn't happened to date, and we've probably seen about maybe 300 workers already in our development process. There's a couple of things going on here. I think as an artistic experiment, the question is, can we make a work in front of an audience with people that are completely unprepared off the street? And that's an interesting artistic exploration to go through. And then in looking at that, it draws up a whole lot of other questions about our culture and our society and where the divisions are and how we sit. So it really, you know, on the one hand, we're exploring the act of looking and watching on stage, and that, you know, that's the license that you have, and how do you feel about that in this situation? And so, you know, the piece is a bit of a contemplation of, like, your position as an audience and the privilege that you have to buy a ticket. And we look at the workers who are there purely to get paid at the end. So that's why they're on stage. That's why they've come, why they've arrived, and that's why we're looking at them. And so we can look at that and think about what that is.
Talk about this concept, Mirabelle, of street styles, which Branch Nebula seems to always... It seems to seek out a type of performer, the untrained, the non-actors, the real people. Talk about the street style in the work of Branch Nebula, and also in this work too.
This is something that has grown over the years as well, and so we have been, because of wanting to work with people who have those street style skills like skating and BMX and parkour, and they're experts in their field, but they're not performers, they're not trained as performers. And so over the years we have chosen to work with them to make shows and to somehow, you know, get a performance out of them, but that is their real self, who they are on stage. So we don't try to make them act, we just get people to be who they are on stage. And I find that so much more interesting to watch than someone pretending to be someone else. Yeah, so in that regard, that's kind of like another, like a continuation in the exploration of real people just being themselves in and going through this these tasks that they are set to do, and how they deal with that in front of an audience. And that's what's interesting, what decisions they make in that moment.
The thing that, for me and Mirabelle, we're always interested in non-verbal communication. That's why we make the kind of work we make, which is very physical and very visceral. And we're always looking for creating an experience that's happening in the now, that's non-representational. It's not a story about something that's happening somewhere else. What drives the work exactly is the audience's fear of the agency of those on stage. You know, like, how are they going with this? How are they coping with this? How do I feel about, you know, is this an exploitative situation? Is it okay for me to be looking at this? And that, all of that anxiety or fear kind of drives the work, and it does make it very dramatic and very high stakes, actually. And that's something we're very interested in. Whilst we're not putting on Shakespeare, you know, I appreciate the dramatic depths and levels of that kind of work. And we want to share with an audience that it's possible to have those kinds of levels of experience that's on par with that.
There seems to be some voyeuristic aspect to it. The audience doesn't know what to expect. The workers certainly don't know what to expect. There's a kind of voyeurism there.
I think any time you're sitting in the dark and there's a light on someone, that's a voyeuristic experience. But I wanted to add that all of the workers to date get invited to the show as audience. So some of the workers that we've had so far have been people who come from all walks of life, you know, and they are people that don't normally go to the theatre, but we're bringing them into this, we're forcing them to come into this situation, and it's really interesting to do that, that we can actually manipulate the structures that are available to us by using government funding, by having a prestigious presenter like Carriage Works that often present very big international names in this same venue, and we're manipulating all of these things in a very legal way to force something that hasn't been done before. And for me, the big challenge is about the form of this work, the kind of artistic territory, and it's to do with audiences' perceptions about what a performance can be, that we can build an engaging artwork with the audience, and they're implicated because part of this process is that they buy a ticket and they're implicated and they're a part of this. We can actually build an artwork with everyday people off the street, and I think that's a very interesting question. You know, can we do this right in front of you without any preparation?
Yes, it's certainly a risky premise for a show, and we love risky work here. That's Lee Wilson, co-creator with Mirabelle Wouters of the Sydney Theatre Group Branch Nebula. And the new production is called Artwork. It's on at Carriage Works in Everleigh in Inner Sydney from tonight. That's the 5th of August, Wednesday the 5th of August, until this coming Saturday the 8th of August. And you'll find details of all of that on our website.